During this homily, I wanted to talk and reflect a little bit about the rosary and about death. I remember in Valencia, Spain, I was helping out in the parish there in San Dionisio, and I was, I think I got a phone call first, and they asked me to go to a certain house because there was a lady who was dying. And as soon as I called back later and said I would come. And when I arrived, they said to me that pretty much as I walked through the door, that the lady had died. And when I was there, first of all, it took me by surprise because I've never been present when somebody has actually died. And I remember how in that occasion, her daughter asked me to say the rosary. So we were around the body, which was already cold, and we were praying the rosary. The room was dimly lit. There was the windows were closed, and there was just like thin rays of light entering the room. And we were praying the rosary, and we were saying again and again, "Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death." And for me, it's a reminder of, first of all, the reality of the phrase that we're praying and we're remembering time and again. We're asking for the Lord, for Our Lady to intercede for us now, in the present circumstances, whatever it may be, and at the hour of our death. In other words, there's a huge amount of repetition and remembrance of death, which is precisely something which is forgotten nowadays. If you go to the morgues, I remember when my grandparents died, all my grandparents died, it seemed to me like it was within 1 year. And I remember seeing them at different occasions, and it looked like they were alive, like the way they would do up the bodies in the States, it looked like they were totally alive. And it's very false because they have died. And it's also interesting how they try to make it look so. I've noticed it here in Ireland as well, that sometimes they'll make the bodies look so alive and you're so like distant from them that it also makes it very difficult even to accept that they're dead, and also to recognize that that we should be praying for them. I remember how we visited someone who had died, and we were praying for them. And when you come to, you see the body and it's behind a crystal glass, all with flowers, and there's no place to kneel. You can't even come close to the body. You can't hold the body. You can't even, and they're so separated from death. And one of the things that the rosary does is that it reminds us of the reality of death. That death is a reality and it's part of life. But not only does it remind us of death, it's also a way of preparing us for death and also something to use at the hour of our death. I think anyone who has faith would be thrilled to know that someone is praying the rosary for them at the hour of their death and at the moment of their death and right after they died. The only better thing is to have somebody saying the Mass. But to know that somebody is saying the rosary for you, and that someone is praying for you, and that they're preparing you for that moment. It was interesting. Recently we had I don't know if it came out in the Gospel, but the brothers were discussing about what it meant that that phrase of Jesus, that where the vultures are, they're where the body is, there the vultures will be. And one of the details that helps is that it's true that vultures are around dead bodies, but the Gospel, it doesn't actually say vultures, it says large birds, which also refers to the eagles. But it's a symbol of how at the moment of death, where there's someone dying or someone at the point of dying, in both cases, around death, there are angels and demons. The devil is fighting for the moment of the people's death, and so are the angels. The fact that we're praying for our death and other people's death, it's because death is vitally important. Remember Father Henry, how many times he would go when he would arrive in a room where the person hadn't been called, but the person makes their peace with God, and they sometimes receive the sacraments, sometimes they're healed, and sometimes they die. But when they die in the state of grace, they go to heaven. We're asking, begging our Lord and our Lady that we may have the consciousness of the reality that we're living. That it's true that now we're in the midst of a pandemic, and oddly enough, we're just reading how over 99% of the, almost 99% of everybody lives. So I think it's 99.95% of the older people don't live, which just shows how ridiculous the situation really is, that all these precautions are taking when it has the same death rate as a common flu. But the thing to remember is that people are dying. Even if it's not from the pandemic, there are people who are dying, and there are people who are dying who are not prepared at all. And can God save those people at the last moment? Yes. Can God save even someone who commits suicide? Yes. That's the reason that they're still buried within, they can still be buried within Catholic cemeteries. So are we praying for one group of people? No, we're praying for everybody. We're praying for the whole world. And that's one of the reasons we pray the rosary.